In this bulletin, the latest in federal politics, an Australian among those killed in a seaplane crash in Alaska. And in basketball, Ben Simmons commits to playing for Australia at September's World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended the amount his party has pledged to the seat of Corangamite, which is now notionally a Labor-held seat after its boundaries were redrawn. The PM flew to Geelong this morning in an attempt to save the Victorian seat currently held by Liberal MP Sarah Henderson. The Age newspaper reports Mr Morrison is promising Corangamite voters policy benefits adding up to more than $26,000 each. But he's denied he's trying to buy votes.
So we make no apology for the fact we're investing in the future of this region. Absolutely none. We're absolutely committed to it. Yes, that's true. We are investing in the Geelong and Corangamite area of southern Victoria. And we're doing it because it's an area that needs that investment.
Labor is promising to establish a new jurisdiction to sit alongside the Fair Work Commission to crack down on unpaid wages if it's elected. Labor leader Bill Shorten says lengthy and costly court proceedings too often deter people from pursuing unpaid wages. The proposed new jurisdiction will be able to mediate claims as well as make and enforce orders for repayment of wages, including those brought forward by a group of workers against a single employer. Mr. Shorten says it will be a more efficient and effective system than the current court process.
When wages are moving more, they're going to be within an industry or a business's capacity to pay, of course. Then all of a sudden we have become a more confident society.
The brother of the man who stabbed cafe owner Sisto Malaspina on Melbourne's Bourke Street last year has admitted to trying to buy a gun to prepare for a separate terrorist attack. Ali Ali appeared before a brief Supreme Court hearing in which the 22-year-old admitted to making inquiries to access a firearm for the preparation or planning of a terrorist attack in 2017. A plea hearing will be held in August. An Australian man is among four killed after two seaplanes collided mid-air in the US state of Alaska. Two people are still missing, while 10 people were also injured in the collision. They're among 14 passengers from a Princess cruise ship, which boarded the planes operated by separate tour companies. Peter Rice, a doctor at a local hospital, has sent his condolences.
I'd like to begin by saying that our entire medical staff is profoundly saddened by this tragic accident, and our hearts are heavy for those families who lost a loved one in the accident. We send our deepest condolences.
The flu has already killed 25 people in Queensland, and doctors are warning the peak is yet to hit. Health authorities have again urged people to get a flu vaccination, with the state on track to surpass the 43 deaths recorded in the whole of last year. There have been around 40,000 confirmed cases nationwide. Doctors say the statistics indicate a horror flu season, and people must protect themselves. The Senate in the United States state of Alabama has passed a bill that will outlaw nearly all abortions. The bill is the strictest in the nation, allowing only an exception when the woman's health is at serious risk. It's expected to be appealed by a number of groups. To basketball, and Ben Simmons is the latest NBA star to say that he'll play for Australia's national men's team at September's World Cup. Plenty of Australia's NBA contingent, including Paddy Mills, Andrew Bogut and Matthew Dellavedova, have already committed to the side. The Boomers have never finished higher than fourth spot in major international competition. The World Cup will take place in China starting on the 31st of August. We'll now look at the weather for tomorrow. Perth, showers easing, 18. Adelaide, sunny, 21. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 18. Similar in Wollongong, 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. Newcastle, possible shower, and 23. Brisbane, a shower or two, 25. Cairns, showers easing, and 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.